Okay, so try and figure out the halacha lemaisa of the shir. Even though it's not a halacha shir, the halacha lemaisa of the shir is very negaya, even more than you think. Because when Moshe talks about the issue of a person being a person goes for a tiyul and cholam moy trip, as they call it, belaz. So it's not only negaya achilas, it's negaya sleeping. So you have a person in the car. So a person's, so is a person allowed to be sleeping in the car while he's going? So the driver hopefully is not sleeping. We went on a Kol Moed trip yesterday. My wife offered that she should drive and I should sleep. I said that's the shear. So I said I'd rather drive. She said, okay, it's a kadosh of vashos, also an issue. Okay, but then. So the issue is not just achila; the issue is shina, which is I think you say okay, achila. I say I'll go for a trip, I'll come back home, and even I get back home, it's not a problem. Even but the shina is challenging. So let's see the sugya. Page number one. It's a brayse in the Sefer Sukkah, Daf Chavav. Taraman hochei derochim b'yoyim, b'turim imin asukkah b'yoyim. Person who's traveling is part of the sukkah while he's by daytime. But when he gets at nighttime, he's not traveling anymore. He has a chiyav in the sukkah. Person is halacha drachem b'layla, but termina sukkah b'layla. B'chiyav b'yom halacha drachem b'yom b'layla, but termina sukkah bein b'yom bein b'layla. Halacha d'var mitzvah turim bein b'yom bein b'layla. So, person is going for a d'var mitzvah. So he's part of bein b'yom bein b'layla, which means. It's a parallel case. I'm drawing parallel cases. So the case number one is a person's traveling by day and not by night. So he's potter by day and he's chayv by night. A person who's harlech l'dvar mitzvah is always potter, by day and by night. Even though he's not traveling by night, he's still potter. So clearly the first case, the person was not traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah. He's traveling for some other purpose. And he doesn't have the patur of mitzvah, and still he's potter. So that's very fascinating. What would that be? That a person is potter from sukkah? Because you tell me mitzvah, he's the oisik with mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. He's been oisik in mitzvah A. He's going, let's say, for pidyon shvuyim to go save somebody. So he's potter b'yamim b'layla. Fine. But the first scenario is not the dvar mitzvah. So what is it exactly? So see Rashi. So she says, so where does it come from? So the Pasuk says, you should sit in a sukkah for 7 days. Now, that doesn't mean you should sit in a sukkah for 7 days. It means you should be misakiv in the sukkah. You should spend time in the sukkah. Like Rashi, like you find, Kodesh, Klai Yisrael sat in Kodesh, right? Yamim Rabim. They were there for 19 years. So it doesn't mean that they sat for 19 years. They pushed it, didn't move out of their seat. They sat. It means they were there. This is in the Gaya. The Moshe of the Rosh says this pshat. This is in the Gaya. Regards to the locha. Do you need to sit to be chayav mitzvah sukkah? Must a person sit to be chayav mitzvah sukkah? Nafkamina, we make a bracha leishay b'sukkah. Should the person is it a problem of overly asiyosai? A person walks into the sukkah and he's standing. He says not chayav mitzvah because you only chayav mitzvah b'sukkah teishu. So he makes a bracha leishay b'sukkah. Then he sits down. He's overly asiyosai. So Rama says that's what you're supposed to do. The Rosh says that's not pshat. Sukkah teshu doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. It means to be in the sukkah. So it's too late. So theoretically, you should make the sukkah bracha outside of the sukkah and then walk in. But that's a shini walk in one place or the other. So Chazal allow you to go in and make the bracha after you're in. And so it's yasa for the further remaining in the sukkah, but not for what was prior. So sukkah teshu means spend time in the sukkah. But use the lashon of teshu. Ken Yeshiva's basic. So Chazal Darshan Ken Yeshiva's basic. Kishem Shekola Shona Enonim Namilechas Biderich Bischara. A person leaves his house sometimes for business. Kach Koyim Ersachag Shena Yomtev Leitzicho Lakosav Limnoya. So you use your house in place of, you use your sukkah in place of your house. Just like your house, sometimes you have to leave. So also sometimes you have to leave. Rashi gives an example, you're leaving for business purposes. It's not a mitzvah. That's the next case. It's a personal need, whatever it is, for business. But that's your potter because of the drasha of Ke'en Yeshiva's Beisa. Hachal mitzvah is potter b'yayim b'layla. Av b'she'en ha'ochot elo b'yayim. You're only traveling by day? So why in the world are you potter b'layla? When we shum the treat of a dog, b'machshavas a mitzvah, but tikuneh, but term min a mitzvah. Since even at nighttime, if you're going to start getting involved in trying to do a sukkah, we're afraid that it might detract from the mitzvah that you're involved in doing, which you're going to be doing the next day, or whatever it is that you're trying to do, because you're busy thinking about it, preparing for it, etc. We don't want to detract from the mitzvah of that you're involved in, whatever that is, so therefore you're patur from sukkah. Fine. Tosfos says a similar idea to Rashi. Calls that nafka. Where does it come from? Miteshu kein tuduru. It says Besukah Teshu Sudarshan kein tuduru. Teshu means like you normally live. Shekashem she'onam bebeisoy and onim na milotzeis l'derech. Just like when you're in your house, sometimes you leave. So we're also you're allowed to leave. Mitzdayer. Similarly, the Tosfos we know the more mentions earlier. There's a concept called a person who's a mitzdayer from the sukkah. A person who's uncomfortable in the sukkah. The pachal elmi in the sukkah. The more said before, he's pachal from sukkah. Where does it come from? You know, person puts on tefillin. You know, it's uncomfortable to put on tefillin. So I'm a mitzdayer, pachal from tefillin. That's not true. You put on tefillin, right? Even though it's mitzdayer, you're still chayv on tefillin. So what happens? Where do you get this idea that sukkah mitzdayer by sukkah is pachal? Where does it come from? Hanamiteshu came to Duru, they don't dor b'mokam shemitztayer. So again, it's from the same Jerusha of Teshu came to Duru, that a person doesn't dwell in a place that he's uncomfortable. So I'm not mechuyev to dwell in my sukkah in a place that I'm uncomfortable. So it says when you get to when you're traveling along the way, a person stops along the way. Tosfos is saying you're not mechuyev to build a sukkah while you're there. Person, that's part of traveling. A person the same way Keshen Tendedura tells me when a person leaves his house sometimes, right, sometimes he stops on the road. By the way, and he doesn't dwell in any place. He dwells on the road. You know, he rolls, it takes out his sack, and he lies down on the side of the road. So over here, there'd also be potter. By sukkahs, you would not be chayv in sukkah in that scenario. But you get to a place which is inhabited, and there are there's ability to live in a house. You say, whoa, what? No houses. On sukkahs, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah, not in a house. So you're mechuyev to sit in a sukkah. So both Rashi and Tosfos say the drashas from the word teshu. Tosfos says Rashi lost his kain yeshiva's base. Tosfos lost his kain teduru. Pasha says the same thing. And both point out that when a person's in his house, sometimes you leave. So that's this patur. We need to understand this patur. This patur of teshu kain teduru. It's interesting. There's Ritva later on. Ritva says later on, Daf Chav Ches, that. Where do you see in the word teshu that it means that there's a loch of kein teduru? Because teshu shivas yomim. Where does it kein teduru? So he's learns it out from the pasuk, the phrase kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'asukos. Says an ezrach is loshen. He says a person who's sitting in as an ezrach. Ezrach means a person who's a citizen. It means a person who like feels like he's a. Expansive state of mind. I'm comfortable, very, very comfortable here. It says Kazakh Ranon is Lashon that the Ritva uses. He's very comfortable to be there. He feels very fresh and exciting about being there. So that's how we learn out this Peter Mitzdayer. That you have to live there in a way which is the way a person would be comfortable, etc. So that also tells me that if in a situation where that wouldn't be what's expected of me because I'm traveling, etc., so I'm potter. So is the tour, but when you're traveling, it's not possible to be in that state of being of Ezrach Rano, because that's not what normally a person expects when he's traveling. So then there would be a tour that it's not possible in a certain sense to be mekayim the mitzvah properly while you're traveling. I sit in my house, Ezrach Ranon. I go to as a guest somewhere, Ezrach Ranon. Right? I'm forced to travel, and I'm forced to, you know, sort of like force myself out to somebody's largesse. You know, that's not Ezrach Ranon. or the Ptur is, which means theoretically, if I could find a way to be an Ezrach Ranon, I'd be chayiv. All right? So I'm traveling along the way. And I stop for lunch. And there's a sukkah there. Right? I pull into a rest stop. You know, it was Eretz Yisrael. You pull into a rest stop over there. There's a big sukkah there. My machiv to walk into that sukkah. A person traveling doesn't normally go into a house. He eats in the way. Eats in the car. So why am I machiv to go into the sukkah? I'm potter betzim. Teishu came to Duru. There's no reason why I have to. I'm not machiv to walk into that sukkah. It's very nice, you know. But I'm not machiv. Or no, if it's a sukkah totally available, totally comfortable, and totally right. The same way you might walk into the restaurant and sit down in the restaurant to eat. So you should sit down into the sukkah and eat. So how far do we take this tour of came to Duru? Is it totally? It's total off quarters. B'chal, like no mitzvah. Is it a brachal of a tola if I walk into the sukkah? I'm a chuyif to sit in a sukkah in this situation. This is not kente duru. So, you know, the more says a person sits in a sukkah when he's mitzari, he's called a head. Am I called a head yet? For sitting? I'm traveling. And I go for a trip and I take rice cakes and filter fish. I usually take a tuna fish sandwich. So, but, you know, it's sukkahs. I want to be frum. Am I a head yet? Because there's mchal knowing you're being machmer, you're totally mutter to eat tuna fish sandwiches, and then and we'll make it frum. It's called a moid. It's as simple as yomtiv. I could have made myself a corned beef sandwich and washed for a meal and had a suda with yayin. You know, okay, shall the driving. Okay, but you know, some of them hold yayin with grape juice, right? Right, I could have made a gansa cholamoid. In fact, I'm trying to think of that as a cholamoid. Cholamoid, you're making a suda, so I should have a gansa suda. So no, I want to be frum. I don't want to be frum. There's no frum cat over here. This is what you're supposed to do. No, I don't want to. Am I a head yet? If I eat rice cakes, right, and with my corned beef instead, you know. So, you know. So how far? But that scenario where you have a sukkah right in front of you, is this a patur legamri? Forget it. It's a brachah batala. You're not machiv in sukkah. Okay, maybe you'll get a kiyum mitzvah like a woman. So if you're a svardi, a woman don't make a brachah. The mitzvah kiyum is you shouldn't make a brachah either. You know, not machiv in sukkah. So how far do we take this concept? So that's I think the challenge over here comes along. This it seems to be it's a machlokes between the lavush and the magen avraham. So the lavush. Over here in Sif Ches, Karmar Lamalo Shalom Chiva Tar Leishay B'Sukkah Yosim Imash Aderech Bnei Adam Leishay B'Bayis B'Shayim Maser Shana. You're not mechuyev to sit in your sukkah more than you sit in your house. We do a Kishalom Dar B'Beis Yosim B'Beis B'Shayim Maser Shana. Im Yovel Lidei Asik Mashi Itzdarach Lechaz B'Derech. We have to travel. Be'Mi Yomim Melala Harlechu L'Darka Maniach Is B'Beis. You leave your house sometimes. So, that's true, but the sukkah should be the same thing. The teshu came to do, you're supposed to live there like you would live in your house. You need to travel. So you're allowed to travel. You can eat whatever you want. I normally have lunch at 12 o'clock. Well, you know, I'm going to get to the city in another 2 hours. I should wait. No. I'm not going to wait. Normally, I'm hungry right now. I want to eat. It's time I usually eat. I want to eat. Wait another half an hour. You can get to the city and you'll have a sukkah. Not mechuyev. You have to go to the sukkah. So there's no sukkah available. Or I spend the night in the field. You don't have to make a sukkah there. You get into the town and say, okay, nope, 6 o'clock, we're building a sukkah now. You know, that's very difficult. It's a tircha. It's a tzar gadol. Then he says vice versa. That's at the end of that point. Okay, well, there's I have something underlined from the Mara Azula, Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai. We'll go back to that, hopefully. So the Lord says very clearly, Belila, if there's a sukkah available, you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. You're not mechuyev to build the sukkah. Okay. Now, let's just touch on a point or clarify a point. Right. Exactly why am I mechayiv to build a sukkah before sukkahs? You know, it's not the chiyuv mitzvah right now. Listen, it's not chiyuv mitzvah right now. Right. Why am I mechayiv to buy a shofar before Rosh Hashanah? Right. Terrence says that you know I walked in the store yesterday. I wanted to buy tefillin. It was very expensive. I don't want to buy tefillin. So tomorrow morning, when I have tefillin to wear, I'll have luck. Right now, I wore tefillin already today. I borrowed somebody else's. Not mechayiv tefillin anymore for today. Tomorrow I'll be wearing it tomorrow. No, I'm mechayiv to buy tefillin. I'm mechayiv to build a sukkah. Is that only because of my backyard? No, right. So, I'm a chiv to be mom to myself. I have to do the mitzvah. So I said, listen, before sukkahs, you know, I'm not a chiv the mitzvah yet. Tough luck, right? So now comes sukkahs. So, you know, what's kind of thought? It's a big tircha. It's a tzar gadol. It's a tircha to build a sukkah. You know, so a bitzar is potter from a sukkah. So you wouldn't say that. You say that that's your, but you were a pesha. You should have built a sukkah. So what could the argument be? So what does the Lavush say? The Russian say, I couldn't get to that place to build the sukkah. You're right. I'm a chiv to build the sukkah before sukkahs. So that I did. And if I and we'll see in the next day, listen, I'm planning to travel to the villages which are nearby, which I theoretically could have went out to the village before sukkahs and built the sukkah there also. I'd also be a chiv to do that. And if I didn't do that, I'm not an oinus anymore. That was my responsibility that I'm a chiv to do. But over here, I'm traveling. I couldn't get to that place. That was the whole idea that I didn't get to that place. I'm traveling, you know. I couldn't leave beforehand and run out to that place to build the sukkah and then come back. So now when I get there, what happens? She says, so the drush or teshu ketaduru tells me that the b'chlal, there's no chiyuv sukkah be'etzem. So if you have a sukkah l'fanecha, yes, you have a sukkah available, you mechayiv to sit in the sukkah. But he's learning, included in Teshu Ketaduru, is really a hafkor for the mitzvah sukkah. So to go and be mechayiv you to build now, I'm not mechayiv to build a sukkah. Because if you'd be mechayiv in sukkah be'etzem, so what do you mean tarik tircha tzar gadol? Every time you build a sukkah, it's tircha. But my sukkah, prison sukkah falls down over Yom Tif. So it comes along, he says, listen, it's tircha tzar gadol apater. You don't say that. Obviously, you say you're mechayiv to build a sukkah, but it's a lot of work. Okay, it's a lot of work. Mitzvahs are a lot of work, but it's a tzar gadol. It's tzar potter from a sukkah. I'm a lamdan. You don't say that. So you have to understand he's clearly understanding this hafkah is different than the regular chiyuv to build a sukkah. He's saying that be'etzim your potter, even belayla, right? Part of halakha drachim is that the derech of the halakha drachim is you don't build a house for yourself when you're traveling. But if you have a sukkah in front of you, you shall hurry. You're not that you can't say when I'm traveling and I find a house. I refuse to go into the house because I like to be in the street. You don't say that. You build yourself. You walk into the house. We don't build a house every time you're traveling. So I'm not going to build a sukkah either. Okay. Comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says no. Chiyuvim b'layla, page number 3. Let's see the Mechaber first. We'll see the little that's going on in the Mechaber. Sifches. Holchid drachim b'yoyim, termina sukkah b'yoyim, v'chiyavim b'layla. The person is traveling by day, is parted by day, and is chayiv b'layla. Holchid drachim b'layla, turim b'layla, v'chiyavim b'yoyim. Now, when he's chayiv, zatur amor, hagov adavka shikhi yukul limsa sukkah. So the chiyav is, if you can find a sukkah, you mechayiv to sit in a sukkah. Avlim ein moitzim sukkah. Person has to travel. Sometimes you end up on the side of the road. You sit on the side of the road, and you spend the night on the side of the road. I mean, you know, then you probably travel by foot or travel, but you know, you didn't necessarily make it to the next town before nightfall. So what do? You stop at the end of the side of the road. You're not mechayiv to build a house there. However, a person is leaving his city, going to the villages around. So a lot of Jews, their business was moneylenders, and they go collect, they lent money, and every month they'd have to go stop by all of the goyim who lived in the villages and pick up money, get their payment for the month. They don't have, so the villages were day travel. So the normal day a person would be, a person would go out, let's say, you know, he had a route. He could leave his house, go to village A, spend the night there, go to village B, etc., and come back at the end of the week. Theoretically, he can go back and forth every single day, but that's a big tircha. But here he is going to the kfarim. Yachmir alatzim aloshuv lebatei mecholai lelechol lebesukah. During sukkahs, you have to go back home, even though that's not very convenient. Even though we could argue that it's Shemi Potter. So what's the difference between the two cases? The difference is, again, that the case of the Kfar was a place where you could have reached before a sukkah. So you could have went there before a sukkah and built a sukkah. So you didn't. So you're not Potter from a sukkah in that situation. Go back home. It's much more convenient to stay out in the village A and then go to village B and village C and village D and then come home at the end of the week than going back and forth every single time. It's much more okay, but that's that. Then you're not potter. At least we could argue possibly you're not potter because you could have arranged beforehand something. Or I mean, if you want, you build a sukkah there now. Bring along materials and build a sukkah there now. But you're not going to be potter without a sukkah. So then we're going to run test. Well. We'll see. Kishalon Malayla B'Yishuv. Chayav Malayla Kishalon Malayla B'Yishuv, like Tosa says, like the Ramah said, if you're traveling, you're not Machuyiv. Now, Zotim Mogarom Mashra Shetzorach Lasis Lo Yisham Sukkah. Once you're in a place where people dwell, so people dwell in houses. So you're Machuyiv, and Sukkah, you leave a house and you live in a Sukkah. So sit in a Sukkah. We could argue otherwise. Okay. And then he says, "Alvi sheyesh lomer im ein lehem sukkah be'esa oichol p'turim k'mayim yerduk shamin." After the underline, "Shein tzarach lahamtin mikol malkam amach matav la bracha kizay mikri p'sheya kimin shohi l'lasus sham sukkah b'loy asa." So listen, I understand. I always supper. I eat supper. My Vama tells her I always eat supper at 6 o'clock. So I ride to the town at 5:30, and 6 o'clock my stomach says supper. If it takes me 2 hours to build a sukkah. What the Orchaz Chaim was saying is I could theoretically eat supper then. Because it takes 2 hours to build it. I'm going to have to wait until I finish building the sukkah to eat my supper. That we could argue. But that you should get away from not building a sukkah at all. That he said that wasn't, the Beis Yosef said that's not true by him. The Beis Yosef doesn't understand that you're part of a sukkah legamer. That's part of your responsibility. But I could argue the same way when the rains, you know, the rain might stop, right? You know, they think the rain's going to stop, and I have a cover, so it's not going to be no dripping from the sky. Everything will be wonderful. Wait 3 hours, and the rain will stop. So the first night, you have a chiyuv to do that. Otherwise, you don't have a chiyuv to do that. Eat supper. Right now, I'm hungry. I want to eat. It's raining, so I'm hot. I can go in the house and eat. I don't have to wait. So we're also, I don't have to wait. That's what the Orchaz Chaim is contemplating according to the Beis Yosef. But to say that you're potter legamri, what do you mean potter legamri? You should have made a sukkah. There's no shaila that you
have to build a sukkah in that situation. You have to build a sukkah. Then he quotes the Levush, says not like that. And he thinks about the Levush, and he said that that's not true. So the Magarom holds you are mechuyev to build a sukkah. So he takes out of this concept once you're be should be mechuyev to build a sukkah. And he understands that there's no difference in the case of Hochem Lekforim or Hochem Baderek. And we could argue that they're not the same. Because Kforim, I could have went there before Yom Tov and done something. Right? So I say, you know, in fact, I didn't, it's not going to remove my Chiyuv. But the Magarom is not understanding like that. He's saying that this is you have a responsibility now to build the Sukkah. What's unique about Kforim is you don't want to do that, you can go back home. Whereas the case of the Derech, that's not an option. But there's no chiluk be'etzim between the case of the Derech and the case of the Kforim, according to the Magen Avraham. Both cases, you're mechuyev to build yourself a sukkah. The Prima Gadol points out at least some of the points that we're saying. I'm Magen Avraham, it's in the down the bottom, in the Eishel Avraham. Kshigia eisachila kfi mashahu at Rogel. And when you have your supper time comes, or Roy, if he's hungry, he wants to eat now. In Tzarek Lahamtan, I'll see a sukkah. If he doesn't have a sukkah right now, he's going to build one. But he's not going to have to wait and not eat supper. Just like Kiyar Hashem, in Tzarek Lahamtan, I'll see a sukkah. So what the Mogar Rome meant means before, if it's not supper time yet, come in and build a sukkah. The Ramos and Shiuchol Limsa Sukkah Hanolasis. You have to make yourself. You have to be mamzer yourself a sukkah. Okay, then need to discuss how much money you have to spend to be able to do the mitzvah sukkah. So let's go back a second. You know, just I want to touch on the kura. You know, time is limited. I'll tell you an interesting maysa. There's a yid that lived in Baltimore. His nifted a few years ago. His name was Rav Bayarsky. He was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He lived in Radnor by the Chofetz Chaim. So he's my brother-in-law's, one of my brother-in-law's, his father-in-law. So we were schmoozing one time, which that's a chiddush, by the way. He was very rarely schmoozed. He was a real Lithuanian. He couldn't really schmooze too much. You talk a learning. So he says, "Oh, you're a tells. I want to tell you my sister." Says, in 1940, he was in Tells for Yom Neroim. He was running away, so he ended up in Tells, you know, for the Yom Neroim, and he stayed actually in the Rub's house, the Tells of Rub's house, Shem Yikum Domo. So the Shabbos Shuva Drasha was the following Shiloh. Shabbos Shuva Drasha was that the Bachar, you know, after him came for the Bachar Nomo, go home. In Tells, they had a set of Dalad Minim. They were able to get a set of Dalad Minim. It's a larger city by Lithuanian standards, 10,000 people. That's a large city. Right? Compared to the little Shtetlach, you know, you had 300 people, 400 people. So a lot of these Bachar came to these little Shtetlach. There was no Dalad Minim in those Shtetlach. Were they allowed to go home after Yom Kippur? Thereby going home because they want to go back home to their home and because their parents wanted them home, etc. But they would end up not being Mekayim Mitzvah Dalad Minim, that sukkahs. Or they were to stay in Tells because Tells there was a set of Dalad Minim. They would, you know, everybody would share. They would take their, you know, get their 3 second chance to shake the you know, and that was it. Were they allowed to leave or not? That was the Shabbos Shuva Drasha of the Rav. So he said to him, Mistama, he says, you know, he said, Mistama, he spoke about the Chayalim. He said, yeah, he spoke about the Chayalim. So the Chayalim, you have to understand, first of all, the Chayalim, we live in the world of the Mishabura, in Europe, in the Lithuania, the Sefer, which was the Poisek, was the Chayalim. Chayalim was the Poisek. The same way in Hungary, it was the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, in Lithuania, was the Chayalim. Chayalim has he divided his Sefer to instead of, he doesn't call him Simon, he calls him Klalim. So Klal Samaches is a Klal. Everybody should learn something important in their life. Fascinating Klal. He goes through different Klalim and Halachas about mitzvahs. Goes to the Sif about the rule Tadar Shena Tadar. Goes to the rule of Emir and mitzvahs. He goes through all of the basic Yisoidas, etc. There's actually a Sefer written on Klal Samaches. The whole Sefer is a one Klal of the Chayotim called Nesiyah Pechukechot. So in Samaches, he has the following Shailah. He says, I'm living in a city where there's no shofar. Am I mechuyev to leave my city to go to a city where there's a shofar? Or I'm comfortable here, it's my house, and I'm mechuyev to pick up and go somewhere else. Now, what, there is a siman, Tafresh Nanvah, which talks about how much you're mechuyev to spend on a mitzvah. And the rule is you're mechuyev to spend up to one-fifth of your nechasim to become a mitzvah. So if I own $5,000, and a pair of tefillin costs $2,000, I'm mechuyev to buy tefillin, because it's more than a fifth. If I can buy tefillin for $1,000, I'm mechuyev to buy tefillin for $1,000. It's one-fifth of my nechasim, and that's what I can afford. I'm mechuyev to buy tefillin. Now somebody comes along and says they have a set of dollar minimum, right? And I only have $4,000 now. And he says, "Well, it's, you know, the only set of dollar minimum available. Very expensive, $1,000. I'm potter. If it's only for $200, I'm chayiv, right? Because it's less than a fifth. If it's more than a fifth, I'm potter. By mitzvahs I say I'm potter. So that's talking about money. What about tirchus haguf, leaving your house, etc.? What are the chiyuvim in that situation? So he says he has a raya from a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. From Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says the following Shiloh. There's two cities. In one city, there's a shofar. In the other city, there's a person who knows how to daven Tfilas Musafir. They daven Baal Peh. Everybody knew. In the city where they had a shofar, nobody knew how to daven Tfilas Musafir. In the other city, they knew somebody how to daven Tfilas Musafir. So the Mishnah says, so what do you go? Do you go to the city which has the shofar or the city which has the Baal Tfilah? So
the show.
So the Chayotim says, I understand the case. how is everybody in the city which doesn't have the shofar allowed to stay home? Why aren't they all mechuyev to pick up and go to the city where there's a shofar? And mitzvah say the rights of shofar. So we have the Baal Tefillah, that's very nice, but all of you with your Baal Tefillah should go to the other city and get a shofar, be able to hear a shofar. Otherwise, you see from the Mishnah, you're not mechuyev to. You see, Mishnah, you're allowed to stay home and be there with your Baal Tefillah and have a beautiful davening with no shofar. Right? So leaving the shalom about what this person who has a choice, he's going somewhere anyway. But what about the people who are living there? Says, you see, they're not mechuyev to. So that according to on the raya, there's cases where it's not possible to leave, but you can't be machriach from that case. So that's a case where the person's already home. So he's not machriach to pick up and go. So would you argue then that if I'm home, I'm not machriach to build a sukkah? Right now it's not the mitzvah yet. You see, the Chayyim argues this before Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah shofar yet, so I'm okay to go. He holds that you're potter from going. He says, "What's the lomdus? Before Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah yet. So I'm not chayyim in the mitzvah, so I'm staying home." Comes Rosh Hashanah. Oy vey, the shofar. Oy vey, oynis potter. Good. That's how the Chayyim says. That argument, it's a very dangerous argument. No more sukkah building before sukkahs, no more buying the aluminium before sukkahs. Come sukkahs, first they call the morning, we should run to buy, we'll make a shuk that can be kind of on yomtif without, with credit, It comes, now I'm mechuyev to the aluminium, I'll get an aluminium, and before I'm not mechuyev to the aluminium, We understand that there's a person as a chiyuv to be mamzer himself for mitzvahs. One possible dimyan, or the Gemara comes along, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says a story that a person was wearing wasn't wearing a bag which is chayiv in tzitzis. So he didn't put in tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Beinin deriska an shinin vei." When there'll be in Shemayim, there'll be a moment of charanaf. They're going to punish that. So what do you mean you didn't want to be mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah? So I'm not mechuyev mitzvah. My beged only has three corners. You mean you could have gotten a beged which is four corners. You could have made your beged in the beged of four corners and put on tzitzis. So you're not interested. The Baruch Shem mitzvahs are interesting, you wouldn't even mamzer yourself into that situation. But it's only eating with risk, the Mora says. Right? So do we have a raya anywhere that you mechuyev to mamzer yourself into? So there is a raya. At least
see yourself what?
Into a mitzvah. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that a person is mechuyev to be mamzer himself into a situation of a mitzvah. I'm mechuyev to be mamzer, and he says, "My raya is a Gemara in Sota." Now, the raya in the Gemara in Sota is difficult to understand, but Tosfos says it lemaisa. It's not in the packet. The Gemara says in Sota that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to get into Eretz Yisrael. He was davening very hard to get into Eretz Yisrael. So Moore says, his goal was to be able to say Alamich and say Lechomi Priyov and he spoke me to what, right? That he wanted to eat from the Paris. Right? So he wanted to carry the mitzvahs which are in Eretz Yisrael. So he was pressuring a tremendous amount. So we could learn that the Moshe Rabbeinu was very frum. He wasn't mechuyev, but Tosfos learns that no, Moshe Rabbeinu held that you were mechuyev to mount yourself into a situation in the mitzvah you could. Tosfos passes the Lechom Ha'isuv. So a person mechuyev to mamzer himself into a chiyuv mitzvah. So how do you apply it back over here? This sukkah dikadin, right? I can build a sukkah. It's tircha. So there has to be machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Busha. We're back to again this point, just clarifying the point that they're arguing in what type of a hafkah is this hafkah. The Magen Avraham does not see it as a full hafkah, right? And I think, according to the Magen Avraham, you could argue very strongly when a person's traveling and he stops at a rest stop and there's a big sukkah, whether he's mechuyev to walk into the sukkah. Because right? There's a sukkah there. According to the Bush, I think you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah b'chlal. Right? When your person's traveling, the person's batsim is potter. Right? You're not mechuyev to. Belial, you're not traveling anymore. So the normal derech would be going to a bayis. So your chiyuv in sukkah is not to go into a bayis, your chiyuv is to go into a sukkah. There's no sukkah. The same thing as a person, wouldn't build himself a house when he gets there. He'd go to what's available. But you're potter. Now comes along. Take a look at the chayyim.
Okay, so your question.
So Magen Rama asks Akasha on the Lavush. He doesn't understand. Lavush, what's it between day and night according to Lavush? By day, if this is Sukkah, you're Mechoyiv, and Laila, you're not Mechoyiv. By both, if there's a Sukkah, you're Mechoyiv, and there's not a Sukkah, you're not Mechoyiv. What's the difference? So the Chayotim, Mashal, but Yoyim, I feel like you may give a Sham Sukkah, and Tzarek Likna Sham Balechel Besukkah. You're not Mechoyiv, they're going to the Sukkah. So he's loading up in the Lavush. Mavada enkav as Lavush Shavim Noch Beyoyim Bemakom Sheisham Sukkah Ba'oseh Ba'yes Atz Mashiach Potter Kim Sheisham Shum Tzarech Nafkemina Beyoyim Ein Tzarech LaHamtin. So he doesn't mean like this. If you stop at a rest stop and you're there, the Sukkah staring you in the face, Satim Shchayim Your Chayiv. And it's no tirch at all to walk into the Sukkah, right? He says, but you're not mechuyev to stop. I said, listen, the rest stop, half an hour down the road, there's a rest stop which has a Sukkah. You're not mechuyev to do that. Vagamim nichlas leir sheyesham Yehudim benachrim ubal shpiza hu nachrim. The innkeeper is a goy, so normally you'd stay by the inn. Ain tzarek leilach etzel Yehudim lechel b'sukkah. You're not mechuyev to say, wait, you know, I stay by the inn, but there's a sukkah down the road by the inn. I should go to the inn and eat the sukkah. You're not mechuyev to. Dekein to duru k'moish adarcha b'chol hashana shenoch b'yoyim be'ushpiza. So if you're stopping by day by the inn to have lunch, so you can have lunch over there, you're not mechuyev to go to the sukkah. So he makes him a drag in between somewhere. He says, but Ava Balayla, he says, whether you're spending the whole night over there, then why do you have to go to the sukkah? And that's how he's going to answer the Magen Rama's kasha, between Yom Malayla. But building a sukkah, that you're not mechuyev to do, that would take a long time. It's not Kain Tiduru. So it's a tour of Kain Tiduru. So now, what nafkamina would this have? Possibly we have the nafkamina. Let's go to page number 7. So Moshe has the following shaila. The shaila which he was asked was, does a person to go out with tainug ba'al l'makam shal yisham loisukah? A person allowed to go for a chalamoy trip. The Devar Lot says, l'tiyob l'tainug ba'al l'makam shal yisham loisukah. See, I want to go to a place where there's no sukkah. And he means, and to eat there, or sleep there, without a sukkah. It's osir. The p'tur of the hachal d'rochim means a person, what Rashi says, l'skari, he went for business. He had to go, he had to go for business. Abel tiyo, skip to the underline. Abel tiyo, l'tanik ba'alma, she'en loy l'zeh shum tzarech, en uklum. Now I would do this during the whole year. I would leave my house. I leave my house to go on a pleasure trip if I could, you know, if I had time. Right? It's called vacations, right? People do that. So I want to do my vacation during came to Duru. I want to do it. No. But that wouldn't be called the tzarech by your house also. Haga atzmecha. For example, Olam Shiyesh Harbi Pomim Shiyoshin Mechatzer Tachas Kipas Hashemayim Yishim Shenehana Bezeh Yesim Mibayis. They didn't have air conditioning. They had a private backyard. In the middle of the summer, he used to sleep in the backyard sometimes because it's much more comfortable. Okay. Achiyivta Misukah Mishum Shemibayis So Yotze Beshil Zeh. So Sukkah's time, it's nice out. He said, listen, you know, during my house, I would leave my house and go to sleep in the tent in the backyard. So I leave my sukkah, go sleep in the tent in the backyard because I do my house. So this, like your house, has limits. You know, it's like your house has limits. You say, you understand that that's not mistaba. You're right there with that. This is not called a reason to leave a sukkah. So the fact that you want to go for pleasure is not a reason to leave a sukkah. Now somebody told me that they heard from Moshe Bal Peh. There's a situation where there was a couple they needed to get away for the purpose of shalom bayis, etc., to spend time together, and they needed to go, and Moshe, that's a tzarech. He didn't say tzarech dafka's business. I mean, you know, there could be other tzarech, but it's not because, you know, it's geschmack, they're going on a chalamoy trip. He says that's not called a tzarech, which would generate this tour of leaving your bayis. Then he says at the end, he quotes the Gemara in Menachos that I mentioned to you, that if a person has an opportunity to sit in a sukkah and he's mevatel himself from that, that's improper. The person's punished on a mitzvah say, which he could have done and he didn't do, when it's a moment of anger, when he's finding a way not to do a mitzvah, if he made his beged with only three corners, he had a valid, he needed to wear something. He went to the store and there was a one with three corners, one with four corners. He bought the one with three corners. Right? Well, why do you buy the one with four corners? So that to be mafki yourself from the mitzvah, that's improper. So that's where Moshe understands. I'm not going to say yes or no. But I wonder if we could tie it back into this issue of this hafkoa of Kein Tzuru. If you learn like hafkoa, there was not a full hafkoa, like the Mugger Rome says. Anytime you get there, you have an opportunity to do mitzvah. You mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Right, so we can understand that if you don't have a real need, so why? How could you apply this concept of Kein Tzuru? You don't have a real need. And if you learn that the Kein Tzuru is a be'atzim ha'hafkoah, that we push a draw a line the same way when you're traveling. Sometimes you sleep on the side of the road. So anyway, you get to you stay by the inn and out, but somebody's we draw all the parallels perfectly. Right, so I stop by the restaurant. I don't go find a juice house down the road to eat my lunch when I'm traveling. So not the chayyim. I'm going to find the juice house. It's down the block. No, I'm not mechuyev because Kein Tzuru. I'm traveling for a valid need, but lunch to go down the block is that's not a valid need. Part of Kein Tzuru is when I travel, I eat in the restaurants. I don't take my bag, my lunch down to the Jew's house down the block. So I'm not mechuyev to go to his sukkah. So I want to go. I'm not making madrigas, but I hear in that world, the world of what the way the thought process that the chayim is touching up in the lavush, or we're touching in the lavush, that the tiyul of the tainug is not that vite from that. But where the Magen Avraham is learning that, you know, in that situation you'd be mechuyev to go get a sukkah, right? So, but I'm traveling for a valid tzarich. Yes, but this specific issue, there's no limitation on that. I don't know that when I normally travel. So what? But now that you have a sukkah, you're mechuyev to find a sukkah. So what does it mean? I'm going in a situation latiyul latainug when I could make myself a sukkah or get a sukkah or be in a sukkah. So it would seem to me that we could tie in what Ramosha is doing into that. Now, he doesn't tie it in. He does not tie it in. So if you look right there in the package, there's a few other poskim who talk. Made photocopies of it, that talk about it. There's a. The Oz Nibiru, Rabbi Yamin Zilber Zatzal. So he said, "Masha Shol Oydus Sukkah LeMetaylim," that they were going on to Yula Sukkis. Yeshadin the Holka Derachim Shabbatach Golli the Kavoda Yadin. You who asked the question, you knew the did over in Shulchan Aruch. Some of Worshi Yesh LaHakmer Mimepshal Asa Sukkah Tzrichim Lasis. He says, "The Rambam said you should be Machmer." You can arrange for sukkahs. So they were arranging a tour. They're arranging a Chol HaMoed trip. So arrange sukkahs. It says, maybe you'll tell me they're going with Bar Mitzvah. Chimishum Mitzvah Yishe Rosh Tzil Ein Shum Din LaHakir Sa'oritz. Well, the Torah Yesh Mizem Shum Bittul Torah. Okay, so you know, I guess Moshe Shum was at the end over there, right? Mitzvah Yishe Rosh Tzil. I need to go see the Golan. You know, there's also Din seeing the Golan for Mitzvah Yishe Rosh Tzil. You know, so you don't have a tour of Holchim Bar Mitzvah. So he argues that the person would have this halacha. Now that's halacha of Yesh LaHakmer. or so the Mogher Rambam learns the Yesh Lahachar means that you're Mechuyiv. Simple reading of the Ramah, right, seems to be that, you know, Yesh Lahachmer, it's Machmer Tavol of Bracha. So he puts it to that. Rav Moshe says it's Osir. I don't know. He does. He just says Yesh Lahachmer.
Wasn't Yesh Lahachmer only once after you're done traveling by day? Wasn't at the time of the travel, then it wasn't even Lahachmer, was it?
Not clear. In other words, this cheshbon that the Rambam says that you learn up in the Magen Rambam that you're mechuyev to come back home. Pasha, that also would mean that you should have arranged a sukkah there. You shouldn't eat lunch there either. So you'll leave in the morning, eat breakfast before you go, and eat supper when you come home. Page 10, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says the Matayim Einlim Din Holchid Rachim. A person who's going for a Cholamoy trip doesn't have a din of halacha drach, tour of halacha drach. I'm sure you're chelam hema arachis at tiyul b'zman acher. Do it a different time. Afichach yom mesukah. The filchen yeshi limana mitiyul and the mokam she'en yedua sh'teish sukah mitziyuloi behem b'shas etzar. You should only go to places where a sukah would be available. Okay, and there's. The next page is underlined on the. He says, "Whatever borer shall potcher and halchid drachim of a mishal hutzuk laker and mokam yishu v'halchot tzara parasosli." I mean, see the tiel stama loy. So he also agrees with that. This next page is the river Sephraim. Sephraim Greenblatt. He says that they are potcher. So. So he feels that they would be potter. He brings from his father. It's bracketed off in the left column, the first, I don't know, the second bracket, whatever, I don't know, what we're going to call it. Adoni Ovi Merv Rabbi Rav Agoyin Shlita Kosev Li Daaf Teteshu Ketaduro Medir Shlo Haloy Naseil Tiyul. Coming Maderek Enon Nochetz Loi El Stam Tiyul Loi Kedai LaHafsiz Amitzas Sukkah. So that's a different lashon. So it's you shouldn't be mafkir yourself from a mitzvah if you don't have to. But it's this other argument of being mafkir yourself from a mitzvah. It's not the halacha that the halacha of the rochem is potter, because when you go, you're talking to be potter. But that itself is the problem. You shouldn't be mafkir yourself from a mitzvah, which is this chayotim about leaving. Are you allowed to leave where you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah? Go somewhere else. And that's where he gets involved. So then he tells you he gets involved in cases where you could have opportunity to do a mitzvah. You shouldn't be makir someone doing a mitzvah. But mitzvah the din of tour of halacha drachim, I think what he's saying is you're talking about potter. But that's exactly why we don't want you to go, because if so you're being makir yourself on a mitzvah, which is improper. But that's in the concept of halacha. Rosh is saying there's no din of halacha drachim. He says no, sir, going, because you're not attacking a potter. But you better not eat it outside of a sukkah, which seems to be a totally different way of presenting it. And the last thing is this issue of being mafkir yourself from a mitzvah. The Marsham, page 13 or 14, he gets involved in again this issue of hafkar from a mitzvah. He looks at it from the angle of being mafkir yourself from a mitzvah. Is that acceptable? And he brings the Tosfos and Psachim from the Gemara and Saita. That you're mechuyev to me, you bring yourself into the situation of mitzvah, and so obviously you shouldn't be mechuyev yourself from the situation. That's what he's dealing with that question. So he comes from that angle, but Rav Moshe is coming from a different angle. Rav Moshe is coming from the angle that you be'etzim, it doesn't work. You're not mufker from the mitzvah. And they're arguing, you are mufkir from the mitzvah, but the shaila is that proper or not proper? And that's two of an argument. Okay.